you know, we got to come up with a nickname. We were talking about the Slim Sub package.
Slim Sub.
Because Babs is down a little bit of weight. Adrian Claiborne moving from DN, playing a lot of D tackle. He's a slim guy. That doesn't really fit, though.
It doesn't, but there's a very distinct difference when you see guys like Tyson Jackson and Paul Soliai and Rashid Hageman coming off the field, and you see these guys going on. You know what's coming. And if you're an opposing quarterback and you see those guys on the field, you better have a three-step drop and get rid of the ball.
And we just named seven guys right there that's in that rotation that's going to create havoc. It's going to also keep them all fresh. Every first, second, third or down, it's going to be different sets on the field where you got to worry about which guy's in the field. And these offensive guards and tackles are going to have to worry about two, three different types of guys that's coming in the game. So they're going to have to think, how do I block this guy? How do I block that guy? Which kind of moves does he have? It's going to cause them to overthink their job. Right. And then that's when they're going to cause issues up front. So it's going to be a great, great rotation, I believe, for all these guys.
We saw what Seattle was able to do with waves of defensive linemen. I go back to the mid-'80s and early 90s in college football. Florida State would do the same thing. You're subbing four guys at a time. It's something about being a fresh guy that it's simple. You don't have to really think. It's pin your ears back and come straight up the field and go get the quarterback. And that's exactly what these guys are doing.
And I want it to be known that I've been on the Adrian Claiborne train since day one. When he got here, back in the 2011 draft, that was the guy that we were supposed to take, and then you move up and you get Julio Jones. It was a great trade. Everybody knows that. But Adrian Claiborne has such potential and has shown such potential, and I don't know that he's ever been put in the right situation and has been healthy enough. And if he can stay healthy, and he's definitely in the right situation, he can cause some real problems. And I'm
can he be Michael Bennett? Michael Bennett, 1 year, $5 million, and all of a sudden he's a star.
Exactly. Yeah. He is exactly that, I think, both in what you're saying metaphorically, but also, you know, just very realistically in the way you use him on the field. It's very much like a Michael Bennett situation. I'm a huge fan of his.
Yeah, I like what he's brought to the table. He's got an attitude right now. He's aggressive, and I think it's been infectious for the guys on the D-line. It's good to see that.